This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For the second week in a row, the Colorado Health Department reported a record number of COVID-19 outbreaks. The increase occurs as cases of coronavirus have continued to rise across the state, prompting stricter restrictions in some counties. Lindsay Fent reports.
The state health department reported 106 new COVID-19 outbreaks this week. That's more than double the highest number of outbreaks the state reported during the stay-at-home period in April. The location of outbreaks has also shifted. At the beginning of the pandemic, most outbreaks occurred in facilities that house the elderly or other vulnerable populations. The majority of outbreaks are now happening in educational facilities, like schools, childcare centers, and colleges, and also in jails and prisons. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
As coronavirus infection rates spike in Denver, Adams, and Arapahoe counties, school districts are taking different approaches to where children should learn. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Denver Public Schools will keep third through fifth graders home and learning remotely through the Thanksgiving break. Middle and high schoolers will stay home until the end of the semester. The district says it worries it won't have enough teachers during possible quarantines. The Aurora District is also keeping students home, but virtually every other metro area district will keep students who choose in schools. Superintendents cite the extremely low COVID-19 transmission rates in schools. They say in-person learning is better for children academically, socially, and mentally. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Environmental groups are suing to reverse a Bureau of Land Management plan to open more public land for drilling in southwest Colorado. The lawsuit follows a federal judge's ruling last month that voided three similar plans in Montana. The judge said William Perry Penley unlawfully served as the Bureau's acting director for more than a year. A Bureau spokesperson says the lawsuit would hurt recreation access and energy development.